Maseches Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, 4-9. The Mishnah continues to discuss the distancing between individual rows of vines that constitute a kerem, a vineyard, which would require the spacing of the distancing of 4 amos away if one wants to plant grains or greens near those vines. And here it says, Hanoteas karmo al sheshesra amma, sheshesra amma. If a person plants his vineyard in such a way that each row of vines is a full 16 amos away from the next row. So in the previous Mishnah we had said, at least according to that Tana, that if you had 2 rows, then the distance is 8 amos. And if there are 3 rows or more, it becomes 16 amos. But here we're saying once you reach the full 16 amos, because you have 3 or more rows, so actually each row stands as a distinct set of individual vines, as opposed to a connected vineyard. And therefore each row just requires a distancing of 6 tfachim, and one could plant between one row and the next row because there's a distance there of 16 amos, and therefore the space in the middle is plantable. And therefore, mutta lahavi zera lasham. You can put other seeds there, meaning other grains or greens could be planted between each row, which is viewed as an individual row as opposed to a collective kerem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'ase b'tzalmon, this happened in Tzalmon, be'echad, with a certain person, shenata es karmo al sheshesra amma, sheshesra amma. He planted his vineyard in such a way that he had one row of vines every 16 amos. And this person was especially interested in efficiency, so he wanted to maximize the use of his field. Not only did he allow himself to plant his wheat between each row of grapevines by distancing the grapevines the 16 amos apart, he also knew, that he could get more efficiency out of the field if he would do like crop rotation, meaning he would alternate where he planted his wheat. So let's say, for argument's sake, that he had 10 rows of vines, and between each of the rows he had 9 areas he could plant. So he would basically, in the even years, plant in the even sections and leave the odd sections fallow, and in the odd years plant the odd sections, leaving the even sections fallow. So planting alternate years, alternate sections between the vines. Now, because there's a problem of planting directly beneath a vine, separate from the requirement to distance oneself at least 6 tfachim from each of the vines, one couldn't plant directly beneath the vines themselves if they grew beyond the trunk, because that 6 tefach or 4 amma measurement is measured from the base of the trunk of the grapevine. So because one can't plant beneath the foliage, the vines, the tendrils themselves, what this person did is hayahofech sa'ar shtei shuros latzad achas. He would put in alternating years all the foliage, the vines, out of, in the even years, away from the even sections, and he would then plant that even section. Ubashana acheres, the next year, hayahofech esasear, he would move the vines the other way, and lamakam acher to the other side, bazeresabor, and plant the odd sections. And that way he could maximize the efficiency of the field. Uva ma'ase lifnei chachamim, the rabbis heard what he was doing, ve'tiro, and they permitted it. So in other words, the point of the Mishnah is, one may plant between individual rows of vines, as long as there are 16 amos between each row, it's no problem. You can plant as much as you want between the rows, provided you just give the 6 tefach spacing away from the trunks of those vines. And of course, you can't plant beneath the vines themselves, because it looks like kilayim, and therefore he would move any foliage and greenery away. And for crop rotation purposes, he would alternate which of the alternating sections of his field he would plant the wheat, whatever he was planting besides 4 grapes. And the rabbis allowed that. Now let me just, I sort of translated very loosely, because so it should be clear as I could. Let me just go back one more time and translate more literally. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'ase b'tzalmon, it happened in Tzalmon, be'echad, an individual, shenata es karmo al sheshesra amma, he planted his vineyard in such a way that there's one row every 16 amos, vayahofech sa'ar shtei shuros latzad achas, he would move away, sa'ar literally means hair, but it means, all the greenery, of 2 rows latzad achas to one side, like toward each other, v'zorea es hanir, and plant what I translate as the evens, but near actually means the plowed section. as opposed and contrast to the boor, the unplowed from the year before section. So near always means the plowed but unplanted section. So you'd plant there. Ubishana acheres, the following year, hayahofech es ha-se'ar l'makam acher. He would literally just, he'd move the hairs somewhere else. But again, what it means figuratively is he would move all the foliage to uncover the other field where he hadn't planted in the past year. Vizorea es ha-bor, and then he would plant that part of his vineyard. Bor here means the part he didn't plant last year. Literally, bor means like virgin soil, ground that had never been planted anything. But here we're calling near plowed for this year, and bor hadn't been plowed since the year before. Uvamas lefnei chachamim, and the story came before the chacham, v'hitiro, they allowed it to be. Now, the last part of this Mishnah, the last part of the Perek, is very important because it undoes what was said in this Mishnah up to now, in the previous Mishnah. It says, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, afanoteas karmal shmona shmona amos. They say, even if you plant your vineyard, that each row of vines is just 8 amos from one from the next, mutter. It's permissible to plant between those rows. That is to say, that while we said in the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah, if you have multiple rows of vines, so then the distance between one vine and the next that would allow those vines to be considered connected in part of a single vineyard, a kerem, is 16 amos. But Reb Meir and Shimon disagree. And they say, no, if those rows aren't within 8 amos one to the next, meaning less than 8 amos spacing, and then they're not considered connected, and each row is an individual set of individual vines, and there's no kerem, no vineyard, and one could plant up to 6 tfachim, as opposed to 4 amos, of each row of vines. And that is the halacha. That is to say, the halacha is like Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, that the distance between one row and the next to constitute a kerem must be not 16, but rather just less than 8 almost, for them to be considered to be a part of a single kerem.